Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At the Montana legislature, some issues take longer than others to mature, but when they do, the results can be explosive and eye-opening. Such was the case on Friday in the House Judiciary Committee. The bill in question was Senate Bill 218, a bill to provide for a private right of action for injuries caused by certain medical interventions to treat gender dysphoria. This bill will allow victims who receive transgender medical procedures to go back and sue the medical professional who performed the procedures if they suffer permanent injury or psychological regret. The statute of limitations runs for 25 years after discovering the injury. As more and more young people are tricked into believing they were born in the wrong body, the number of injured victims is skyrocketing, a fact on full display during Friday's hearing. For far too long, we've been fed a one-sided story by unscrupulous members of the medical community who say that puberty blockers, heavy doses of cross-sex hormones, and irreversible surgeries are perfectly safe and effective. Where have we heard that before? We've been told by government officials, judges, school sports officials, and even presidents of the United States that transgenderism is perfectly normal and that society as a whole needs to stop being transphobic. Legitimate questions about men competing in women's sports, men using women's locker rooms, and the devastating effect of mastectomies on girls as young as 15 were all cast aside as uninformed examples of transphobic hysteria. But if the last 6 months are any indication, the tide may finally be turning. Serious scientific studies are now proving that so-called gender-affirming care does no good and may do serious harm, especially when performed on minors. Some European countries are now banning the practice. The U.S. federal government is changing course, and several large gender treatment clinics have shut down. It appears that attitudes may be changing, and biological truth, common sense, and reason are returning to the debate. Friday's hearing was packed with injured victims and doctors who spoke about faulty research and bad policies being endorsed by woke captured medical associations. Saddest of all were the stories that went on and on and on. Stories of deep regret by victims too young to make informed decisions about procedures that left them mutilated and sterile. Stories about experimental surgeries gone awry that left the patient with an open wound that never healed. And stories of abandonment by a medical community all too willing to help them pay for and undergo the original procedures, but refused to help in any way when the victim later expressed regret. Much of the blame rests at the feet of the judges. For the past decade, legislators in Montana and across the U.S. have passed common sense laws to protect starry-eyed or clinically depressed minors from unethical doctors. They've also passed laws to protect women in private spaces and return fairness to women's sports. All to no avail when liberal judges legislate from the bench. The difference between Friday's hearing and those of previous sessions is that this hearing was packed with victims demanding recourse. 10 years ago, these same people would have been on the other side demanding transgender rights. Now, having walked this path to its devastating conclusion, they just want their old lives and their old bodies back. Unfortunately for many, irreparable damage was done, and that's no longer an option. Senate Bill 218 already passed the Senate, and if it passes the House, it'll give the judges yet another chance to do the right thing. Whether they will or not is anyone's guess. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.